This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Voy a ponerme la vacuna Prevnar 20 porque estoy en riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica,
la cual pudiera llevarme al hospital. Así que preguntaré sobre Prevnar 20.
65 años o más, puedes estar en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico acerca de vacunarte con Prevnar 20. Vacuna conjugada antineumocócica 20 valente. Una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones contra 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. El efecto secundario más reportado fue dolor en el área de la inyección. Para más efectos secundarios comunes e información completa de prescripción, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20.
Voy a ponerme la vacuna Prevnar 20 porque estoy en riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica,
la cual pudiera llevarme al hospital. Así que preguntaré sobre Prevnar 20.
65 años o más, puedes estar en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico acerca de vacunarte con Prevnar 20. Vacuna conjugada antineumocócica 20 valente. Una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones contra 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. El efecto secundario más reportado fue dolor en el área de la inyección. Para más efectos secundarios comunes e información completa de prescripción, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20.
Conan, guess what?
Yo, what up?
Got a new sponsor, and it's perfect for this time
right of
year. Bird Dogs stretch khaki shorts are designed to fit slimmer through the thigh and leg and give you a truly sculpted look. Now, here's the issue. Summertime in Vegas, and especially I'm going back home to Atlanta, right? I can't wear shorts, like regular shorts,
right,
you know, because right, it's too hot. It gets too sweaty. You know, the shorts, like typical shorts, like dress shorts, are made of like, you know, restrictive cottons, right, kind of stiff, right? Well, Bird Dogs fits this issue by inventing cloud knit fabric that looks just like the khaki, but stretches so you get a way slimmer fit without having to sacrifice movement. And it uses anti-stink sweat wicking fabric that keeps you cool and dry all day long, right? So this is just a perfect product. I have to wear athletic shorts all the time in Vegas because it's so hot. I can't wear
right
the regular shorts. This is
right
the perfect fit. They look like dress shorts. They fit like athletic shorts. They're loose. They're not restrictive. They're perfect.
Here's a great part of it, because we all got a pair, but they have like an inside lining, which makes everything really, really comfortable. And just the material is very comfortable. And on top of that, like their pants, they don't feel really tight, and they're really comfortable, and they look sweet.
Right, they fit like the comfort of athletic shorts, but they look like dress shorts.
Right.
So there's, so I mean, that
would be the
I'm
best way to put it.
And when you order, when you go to birddogs.com, that's birddogs.com/K100, you get a free Yeti style tumbler with your order. That's birddogs.com/K100. For a free Yeti style tumbler. You won't want to take your Bird Dogs off, we promise you.
There's a great product. Get your shorts and pants on comfortably with a sweet, sweet look to them at Bird Dogs. Boom.
Next one's from William Molina Jr. Subject is Ric Flair comments about sacrifice. Ric Flair made thought-provoking comments regarding the concept of sacrifice, or in my opinion, paying the price, a sentiment he's expressed in numerous interviews throughout the 80s. These comments raise a significant question. Is he speaking from a place of wisdom and accuracy, or has he become disconnected from current realities? Here's the quote. All they do now is go over there, practice, and make money, Flair said. I don't know what else they do. No one's paying the price anymore. I will say that. Traveling 3,000 miles a week for $50 a night, a hard-boiled egg, and a pig's foot, forget it. They don't have to do what I did in the 70s and all that bullshit. I mean, nobody should have been treated like that, but they've got to live it. They've got to sacrifice for it. They have to sacrifice it. What's so controversial about those comments? I'm asking you guys.
I don't know. I didn't write it.
No, I was going to say, I don't see, his perspective is his perspective from his experiences, you know, and a lot of guys from prior eras probably feel the same way.
We used to make 50 bucks.
Yeah.
That's paying your dues.
The thing is, you have to remember that, you know, things change. I remember when my dad used to tell me, because I had this bus that would pick us up and take us to school. And he was like, yeah, back in my day, I had to walk to school. And I was like, okay, I don't, you know, that's your deal, you know? And a lot of guys think that way. Young guys, when you tell them, well, I had to suffer. Well, I don't. So what's the fucking deal? And we did have it tougher back then. And you had to fight on the indies to get a spot. You had to pay your dues. You still have to pay them. But bro, they're just much more pampered, more taken care of. And they have they don't have a point of reference. They just know what they have. It was tougher for us, but you can't get bitter about that because it's not their fault. The business should get better. You know what I'm saying?
Next is from Big Dick Willie. And the subject is reservation on natives. I'm Hispanic and I'm engaged to a Native American woman.
Real quick to interject. The reason this guy sent this email is because Conan did ask for someone to send in their experiences on a reservation type place.
Yeah. Okay. So reservation on natives. I'm Hispanic and I'm engaged to Native American women. So this is right up Conan's alley. Tribute we're at is horrible because majority of them unemployed and obese and stinky and drug addicts. Last couple of months, a lot of young people from Tribute have been dying due to overdose on fentanyl, heroin, but also Tribute is going broke over here. A lot of people don't know how long they got until it might be over. Laws here are very strict. I know a couple of people who got locked up here who have 1 gram of weed on reservation. It's kind of crazy. I work in a casino. Also, I remember when tribal police pushed an old lady on the ground for taking a $20 voucher from a machine. But yeah, it's kind of rough on these reservations. I used to do a lot of Indian reservations when I was breaking in, like casinos and stuff, everything. It is different. It's kind of weird. You know, like they have different rules and different, you know.
Did anybody take you as their squaw and try to violate you in a teepee? Nothing.
No.
So that's what they call tribute instead of reservation?
I guess, yeah.
Yeah, I was trying to look that up. I can't really find anything, but obviously from his usage of it, yeah.
Hmm. Yeah. Well, you know, like I told you, that's what I experienced. A lot of girls that they were like, the minute they had like their menstrual cycle, they were already pregnant, out of shape, a lot of drug addicts, a lot of people that were uneducated. And I'm like, what are you doing from all this money you're making from casinos? Not that everybody has one, but the one I went to, they had like cigarettes were all Indian cigarettes. They were making them. Aren't they making money off of that? They had like their own Indian gas station. I don't know where the fuck they're getting the gas from. They had their own Indian beer. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know what's going on. I am not qualified to say. Can somebody out there inform me? Because I am very misinformed on that.
You're misinformed. Yeah. You're a fountain. Well, I'm just going to refer to you now as a fountain of misinformation.
Misinformation for one piece of misinformation.
Right. Next one's from James Young. This is an interesting one. The subject is the eyes of a 7-year-old, AEW and WWE. Hi, Disco and Conan. My name is James of Louisville, Kentucky. Sounds familiar, doesn't it?
Yep.
James from Kentucky. Some of my favorite wrestling memories as a fan are watching WCW's grandfather. Now, as a father myself, I recently asked my 7-year-old daughter, who watches both AEW and WWE, who her favorite wrestlers were and why. To which she replied, Adam Cole, Bay Bay, and Orange Cassidy. When asked why she liked Orange Cassidy so much, she says because he is so, quote, he is so talented, especially when he puts his hands in his pockets, unquote. When I followed up by asking whether she liked MJF or Roman Reigns, she yelled, Maxwell Jacob Friedman, no, he's mean, he says bad words. I recalled that Roman Reigns was fighting with his family. Later the day, she proceeded to ask Alexa to play Adam Cole's theme song. My question for Disco and Conan, not being a fan of Orange Cassidy myself, is this an example of why Tony Khan may be pushing Cassidy so aggressively? Are these the responses that AWWE are hoping to pull from young fans such as my 7-year-old? Thank you for your time. Wolfpack for life. I mean, I don't know. It's 1 7-year-old. You know, so I'm not going to like, I'm not going to look at it. This is a case study. It's one fan. You know, ask a room full of like 12 7-year-old kids and ask them who they like and see if there's like a, you know, a consensus. If there's somebody that like the, that like maybe most of them like, you know, but just asking one kid, I'm not looking into that, you know.
Well, I'm sure a lot of kids like them. That's right. A gimmick for kids, and you know, and like, if you're an adult and you think it's good, then you like it too. I like it. But and then the Adam Cole, he's easy to like with the, especially like you've always said, if people have, you know, sayings like, hey, Adam Cole, baby, you know, they like shit like that, you know. Right. So,
you know, that's one of the really the cool things about wrestling in general. And I don't know what your guys' perspective is on it, because I don't know if, you know, you guys watch with your dad or something. But like when I was a teenager, a pain in the ass teenager who was too busy trying to go out and drink and chase girls and hate my parents like every other dickhead white teenager in the 90s, you know, wrestling was a way for me and my dad to kind of get our relationship back. You know, when we weren't getting along over here, I could still take him to the arena and we'd be buddies, you know. So it's always been an important part of key.
I have a similar thing, because my dad, that's one thing we bonded over. We would always, no matter what, watch wrestling, which he introduced me to, 60 minutes. And they don't even have this show anymore, but when it was on, it was incredible. The Worldwide Animal Kingdom, you know, which was fucking great. And he took me to my first wrestling match. And so, yeah. But back then when I was watching wrestling, they didn't really have, and I'm talking about the 70s and shit, they didn't really have characters for kids, you know, like maybe Jimmy Boogie Valiant. Maybe. I don't remember too many.
The Boogie Woogie Man, Jimmy Valiant.
Yeah. Ivan Putski. No, who was the guy that
Polish Hammer had the mighty
the little Igor. The with the little doll. Remember?
Well, the mighty Igor,
Animal Steel.
The mighty Igor
Animal
used
Steel.
To,
yeah.
And the mighty Igor used to have to, like, he would eat the Polish sausage when he came out.
Right.
The Polish sausage, right.
Who was the one that had like a little doll with him? Wasn't it Igor too?
Well, George Steele had one in the '80s, but that might be later on than you're thinking of.
Maybe I'm thinking about him, but there weren't a lot of characters like really for kids.
Yeah. Right.
I really believe that when Vince found out, wow, these guys, kids like to buy merchandise. That's when he started to go more to a kids friendly type of thing. And he made millions of merchandising, giving the boys jack shit.
So next is from, this is another interesting, well, bro, is this guy, did I suspend this guy from Discord? Original Simulant. He's not, I didn't suspend him, did I?
No, I don't
think I did. Yeah. I might suspend him though.
Although he is kind of like one of the few heels.
Should I put him on, check his posts to see if he's worthy of suspension?
Yeah. Give it everyone.
Yeah, I'll check
him
out. Yeah. Right. That's what I'm doing. Examinations of the Discord to see if suspensions are warranted. Cody, do you like what I said?
And here's a new, I love it. And here, we had a world record today, but I also think that some guys are going to probably use a fictitious name and write again. So if somebody sounds like somebody else that's written before, you should suspend them too.
Right. Yeah. Sure. So Original Simula has a mailbag question. So as, hey guys, I've got a question for Disco. In Bret Hart's book, he talks about taking his young son on the road with him in WCW. My question is whether Bret's kids' names have heat with Disco. I don't know all their names, but I know they're unconventional. One's name is Beans, for example.
Yeah, that has heat right off the bat.
Let me look this up here. Bret Hart's kids.
And I want to know which has more heat with you. Bret Hart kids' names or Matt Hardy's kids' name?
All right,
I got you here, D.I. It's Jade Michelle, Alexander, Sabrina, Dallas Jeffrey, and Blade Hart.
Blade Colton Hart. And Dallas Hart.
Those aren't bad names.
They're not. Yeah. Right. Or the Original Simulant.
Read Matt Hardy's kid's name.
Yeah, what are Matt Hardy's kids? Look those up. Because those
I don't even know the new girl's name. Yeah.
Well, it's funny. If Rebby got mad at me, because I told him that that they were going to like call his kid Bart Hardy, you know, when he's in Bartholomew. And I'm sorry, but the kids are going to call him Bart for short. Right. That's common sense, you know? And I think she's upset that they're not going to refer to him as Bartholomew. What a dumb name. I'm sorry. That the Bartholomew Hardy is, you know, Bart Hardy.
Kind of sounds like something from the 1800s.
Well, they're from North Carolina. To me, it sounds like a redneck kid, you know, Bart Hardy.
So yeah, it's Maxwell. This is as
Max Hardy. It's gonna be Max. He's gonna be Max.
Max. That's a cool name. Max is a cool name. If you shorten it, yeah.
And then you got Wolfgang.
Wolf. They're gonna call him Wolf.
Bartholomew.
Right, that's a cool name.
They're gonna call him Bart.
Right.
And then Evermore Hardy.
Evermore Hardy.
Yeah.
He really named a kid Evermore.
Ever's the first name. More's the middle name.
Oh my god.
And it says here they call the child EV.
EV. You know what EV stands for? Expected value in gambling. EV. I don't know. Some of these wrestlers, I think, took too many shots.
Will you be doing a job for EV in the future?
No. I'm not doing any more jobs for this. Is kids.
K100 with Conan and Disco is sponsored by BetterHelp.
Conan.
What up?
I think you would agree that sometimes in life we're faced with tough choices and the path forward isn't always clear. Whether you're dealing with decisions around your career, relationships, or anything else, therapy helps you stay connected to what you really want while you navigate life, so you can move forward with confidence and excitement. So trust yourself to make decisions that align with your values is like anything. The more you practice it, the easier it gets. Now, you in the past have had mental health issues. Has therapy helped you with that?
Yeah, I was diagnosed with a mental health issue at 16 by a psychiatrist. So there was kind of a stigma if you were a male back then to have mental health or talk about it. But the great thing about going to one of these specialists is a lot of stuff that I had was from my childhood. And, you know, they find you, they help you find the root of your problems. They help you navigate through them. I highly recommend a mental health therapist if you're having any problems, issue with mental health. Just talking to somebody sometimes and them having you see stuff that maybe you haven't figured out yet will help you get through a lot of your issues.
I just want to say real quick that I've, you know, gone back and forth as far as therapy for a while. Like I, you know, had to try it in my teens, similar to Conan, and I didn't really like it. So, but recently, you know, people have advised me, check it out. And I actually found BetterHelp before they ever worked with this show. And if you're someone like me that isn't necessarily thrilled about going to the therapist's office, or with BetterHelp, you get matched up with a therapist that matches your needs, and you can communicate with them via text or video call or phone call, anything you want. So it's just very convenient. I've worked with two different guys and they've both been excellent. So I would
highly recommend. What did you find out about yourself that you didn't know before that you've applied and it has helped you feel more mentally fit?
You'll like this one. Other people's praise is too important to me, so I got to work on that.
Right.
You believe that?
No, not at all. That doesn't sound like any right. Yeah.
All right. So, anybody out there, if you're thinking of starting therapy, as you've heard, right. Joe's trying to give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. So, let therapy be your map with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/K100 today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp.com/K100 for 10% off your first month. Give them a try.
Call a therapist. Get your mental health right. Boom.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity. Much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save, too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save over $775 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the home gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $779 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Oh, this is an interesting one here that somebody's ranting about Billy. Greg and Dolphy, subject is, have you ever been met with a bigger scumbag? How you doing, K100? I've been thinking about all the low-down, no-good scumbags I ran into throughout my life, and I can't think of any bigger piece of shit than that low-life Billy Body. Do you all agree with me? Do you know any bigger dirtbags than that piece of work who's still to this day banned from New Jersey? Oh, they banned it from New Jersey. Remember that? Yeah. Stay in the UK, you prick. Thanks to Billy, not any of yous. He says yous like a Jersey guy. any of yous guys.
Yeah, like yous. Right, yeah,
yous guys, right, yeah.
Right.
Now, Billy turned on, for a guy that me and Conan stood up for, he just went straight, when we got rid of him, just like, you know, went to the gutter with his stuff. And everybody, you know, you can see the responses. He doesn't get anybody agreeing with it, though. So be cool.
Yeah. And I was real disappointed in him when the shit happened at StarCast last year. And I, you know, kind of tried to explain to him like a grown up, like, hey, you know, you use the show's name and my name and Conan's name to get here. I work for Conrad. Now he's all pissed off at me. Could you do something? Say sorry, whatever. Fuck them. Fuck Sean. Fuck Conrad is all I got. Yeah. I'm like, all right, there's no talking to this guy.
Right. Now,
let me just say this. This is what was alarming to me, because when he was with us, Disco, off the show, he was very respectful, right? Even on the show, he just rants it up about stupid bullshit that we told him.
He never disrespected us at all.
Right.
Yeah.
The minute that we threw him off the show, which was met with a lot of platitude, you know, he turned, right? And I'm like, wow, what a cocksucker. We were working with defending him, getting heat from the fans, right? And he did this. So, you know, he performs self-fellatio on himself every day, saying how good he is, how great he is, how much money he makes. But, bro, the guy's a fucking douche, straight up.
I'll give you the thing. You know, the gist of it right here is, if you look, this is the 9 symptoms of narcissistic personality disorder. Okay.
Right.
Sense of self-importance, preoccupation with power, beauty, or success, entitled, can only be around people who are important or special, interpersonally exploited for their own gain, arrogant, lack empathy, and must be admired. And his whole issue with this show was he could not handle the criticism of the people in the message boards.
But he wasn't afraid to dish it out.
Right. He didn't know it. Like, here's a funny thing, though. Our original discussion of him, you know, of us using him on the show, is he wanted to use our YouTube channel because his YouTube was getting no views and he was on Vince's YouTube. Right. And for some reason, Vince has a lot of subscribers. I guess they've been downgraded. They Vince gets like no views on his YouTube.
Right.
They put stuff that they're like 500 views, and he's got he's got like 50,000-60,000 subscribers, and he gets like no views on his YouTube. Well, Billy wanted to use our YouTube because we get way more. Then immediately he couldn't handle the criticism in the comment section of the YouTubes. And I'm like, dude, this is not. And then he would think that we were the ones that were driving that by reading negative comments about him on the show.
Right.
And I'm like, you got to be out of your dude. It's like we read everything. It's like, you know, it's like whatever. It's not like, you know, the thing that they just don't like you because you're on there calling people dorks and losers and stuff. And what do you think they're going to say? Yeah. I mean,
it confused me, because if he's been in the public, you know, light, whatever, since Big Brother, which was 15 years ago, and he wasn't liked then, and he wasn't liked on Sports Kita or wherever, whatever. He wasn't liked on the brand that much. Like he should have been used to it before he got here. It's not like our listeners are any worse than anyone else.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's a complete delusion. You know, so. Next is from Justin Alcade and subject is Logan Paul. Hello, Joe, right. Disco, and Conan. We all know that Logan Paul is a mega social media star. During his WWE run, he worked with top guys like Roman, Seth, and even had a final three run in the Royal Rumble. Do you guys think him feuding with Ricochet is a major step down? Even though he's a great wrestler, it seems like Logan should be in the mix with guys higher on the card. I don't, because I think the fans know, the fans are kind of smart, and they know what he brings to the table, and I think they look at that match, him against Ricochet, as a spectacle, that they're going to do some crazy shit. And I think that's the draw. You know, so what do you think, Conan?
100%, bro. That's the same thing I was going to say. Ricochet and him are going to have a banger because Logan Paul wants to show out and he's very athletic and Ricochet's more athletic than he is.
Right.
And that and Ricochet knows they're pushing him finally.
Right.
You know, so he's not going to fuck this up. And Logan Paul, he doesn't fuck anything up. Like he always brings it.
Well, you know that they probably had some ideas of some spots up before they even approached this.
Right. 100%. Why they're testing each other. Like, hey, what do you think of this? What do you think of that?
Well, then plus two, you saw that spot they did with the double springboard, double clothesline in the middle. Like, so they're looking at like, that's going to be an unbelievable spectacle. I'm looking forward to that. You know?
Right.
Next one's from the Feeny Express.
And it's SummerSlam.
Yeah. Is that your dad, by the way?
This is a first time emailer. I don't know who this is.
Okay, interesting. Okay, the Feeny Express.
Is this somebody we might have to suspend?
I don't know. Somebody trying to say that. We'll see what the question is here. The subject is main roster in NXT. Hi, guys. First time, long time here. My question is for all you, including the best podcast producer around who Conrad Thompson only wishes he could be.
I don't know about
the question. The question is, what are your thoughts on WWE's main roster guys in NXT, such as the Judgment Day? Personally, I think it gives the episodes a more major league feel, such as when Ziggler or Balor were NXT champion. I like the little backstage run-ins between the main roster and the developmental guys, like when my boy Dirty Dom was wished good luck by Tony D'Angelo. That's what I think. What are your guys' thoughts? From the conductor of the Feeny Express. Choo-choo!
Okay, you know what?
The conductor of the Feeny Express. Choo-choo! You don't like that, Conan?
No, I don't.
Okay. I like the interactive. Bro, the numbers are up on the show. You know, that show is doing better than Rampage and Collision. You know? So it's kind of, that's a good decision. Good. Remember when, what's his name? Nick Khan had mentioned in one of these calls that he thought that the NXT could be a successful standalone brand. And if they use some of the main roster guys, they absolutely can. And they're already outdrawing Rampage and Nitro and Collision. So what do you think?
Well, let me tell you, Tuesday, I was very blazed. I was definitely in Iran boarding Turkmenistan. And I watched NXT mostly because I wanted to see Dom. And bro, the show was good. And I remember like a couple years ago, they were doing the bullshit with the Japanese girl with the pajamas sitting on top of the locker that made no sense. And, just really green workers. And it was really terrible compared to what were they doing before, you know, when Seth Rollins was there and all those fucking great, you know, everybody was over then. They were just having great matches and great storylines and we were loving it. And then now I watched it on Tuesday and it was good. It was a good show. Like every show is good now, you know, they're not all great, but they're watchable, which Raw and NXT wasn't for a long time. And bro, it just looks major league. And I go back to what I said when it first happened. I said, the reason NXT is not going to beat AEW is you're not bringing enough stars or big enough stars on the show. And now they're doing it. And those are the results. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
From Feeny Express here, I don't highly unlikely Conrad looks my way and goes, geez, I'd like to be him. I think Conrad has everything that he wants and more. And actually, congratulations, because he even went to the Pro Wrestling Hall of Fame over the week.
Who did?
Conrad.
Went to Pro Wrestling Hall of Fame.
Congrats, my jolly Alabamian, and I hope Roll Tide beats everybody except us. And I just read today, to no surprise, Disco, that Georgia is ranked number one.
Yeah, what a shock, huh?
Right.
My next one's from
Did you see Conan?
There's a new guy that they think is the guy that killed Tupac, and they went into his house and got the hard drives and all that. Yeah,
it was Orlando Anderson's uncle.
Right.
Conan, guess what?
What's up?
It's time to unleash the beach beast within you. Oh. Know what that means? It means this summer, Manscaped is here to help you level up your beach game with their brand new Beard Hedger Pro Kit. They're going past waist deep in the grooming game and diving in headfirst to your facial hair fantasy. The Beard Hedger is a game changer, allowing you to shape your beard like a true beach babe. So this summer, let the beach balls bounce and turn heads all over the place. Visit manscaped.com and use the code K100 for 20% off and free shipping. So here's the deal. It's time to tame your mane. Okay, a lot of people have trouble with facial hair. They don't like to shave. So why not go for it and let's try the beard. Say goodbye to all the stubble trouble with the Beard Hedger Pro Kit. It all starts with the Beard Hedger. First off, this cordless trimmer has a rotary wheel that gives you 20 hair cutting lengths all with one guard. So no more messy drawers full of extra add-ons. You don't have to have all the guards and everything on million products. You don't even have to worry about that, right? It's waterproof, so you can shave in the shower to avoid all the hair in the sink. And the titanium-coated T-blade is tough in the hair but smooth on your face, leading to single-stroke efficiency that brings satisfaction one stroke at a time. And it doesn't end there, because they've created four dermatologist-tested formulations for your post-trim care, okay? First, there is the beard shampoo and conditioner that comes with this. And you remember, all your hair is different. Your beard hair is more coarse and easier to damage than the hair on your head, obviously. And that's why the kit has made shampoo and conditioner specifically designed to moisturize, reduce ingrown hairs, and replace natural oils, and promote beard health. Next, the kit has Manscaped Beard Oil. This helps relieve dryness both on the beard and the skin beneath while adding a little shimmer and shine. And cap off the kit with the Beard Balm, a pomade that shapes, styles, moisturizes, and tames for a sculpted look to attract any fellas or dames. Look, with all these products, if you don't have an on-point beard after a few weeks, that's got to be on you. Because the Pro Beard Kit also comes with three free gifts, a beard brush, comb, and scissors to ensure your beard is ready to impress. And you know, this is the year 2023. Beards are in. The chicks like beards, but they don't like sloppy, ugly beards. They like well-groomed beards. So get 20% off and free ship with code K100 at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com and use the code K100. That's the Manscaped Beard Hedger, one stroke, one guard, and 20 lengths at manscaped.com.
Yeah, this is our best-selling product, and there's a reason why. It's high quality and it works. Now they've got everything from, I can guarantee you, these are the most comfortable briefs, boxers that you'll ever wear. Incredible. You wouldn't think that, you know, a shaving company would come up with something this sweet, but they did. And they've got everything from deodorant, the motherfucking, the weed whacker for your hair and your nose hairs and your ears. They got shampoo, they got conditioner, they got a body wash. I mean, they got everything so you can feel fresh, be clean, smell good. They even got cologne. I mean, these guys just bring it. And they got a really sweet leather toiletry bag that doesn't look cheap or look like, you know, you can bring it to you when you travel or stay over somewhere. It's just, you know, top of the line, any way you cut it. So, you know, keep your groom on, you know, look clean, look presentable, smell clean for job interviews, just to go out in public. I know that's a big issue with wrestling fans, their hygiene's not that great. This can help you. Go check out Manscaped. Boom.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity. Much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save, too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save over $775 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the home gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $779 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system. Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, and sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. What I love about Shopify is how no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S., and Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/westwoodone, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/westwoodone now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/westwoodone.
Next is from WePatch, and the subject is TV ratings versus streaming. Dear Conan, Disco, and Joe, I've been thinking about how we measure wrestling's viewership. As a non-live TV watcher, I feel TV ratings are becoming less significant as traditional TV declines. Even Disco watches Raw and Hulu at his leisure. That's the way I watch WWE. I don't watch AEW. Could we be overlooking millions who watch wrestling on streaming platforms? The emphasis on TV ratings might present a skewed picture, making it seem like the fan base is older and declining. Isn't it likely that younger viewers are streaming instead? As a new generation favors on-demand content, will TV ratings for live wrestling become irrelevant in our tech-driven world? I'd love to hear your thoughts. I couldn't imagine only being able to listen to K100 only at 7 p.m. Eastern time. I understand big TV contracts are still given, but those will have to go away sooner than later as the major networks fight for market share and streaming. What do you guys think? I don't know. I think the ratings are still a good measure of like the viewership on a weekly basis, you know, as a gauge of whether the shows are good or not. Because usually, like, the ratings go up if the shows are good, and the ratings go down if the shows aren't. And I think that's really the only judge. That's the only way I look at the ratings. You know, it's just that's the way I look at it. I don't. Well, if anybody else can look at it differently,
what's this guy's name?
WePatchy.
WePatchy.
WePachy.
Yeah. All right. So, correct me if I'm wrong, Joe. That is the exact same argument I've been trying to make to Disco for years, because we've been having this conversation in AAA. Bro, when they say that the crowd is over 50 years old for WWE and Dynamite and all this, bro, I've gone to these shows. They're not over 50 years old. You know, I think that older people watch it. Like I told you, when I was in the hospital, this fucking guy next to me was watching Raw. And I was like, oh, maybe somebody, you know, left that channel on and he didn't want to change it. The motherfucker was watching SmackDown too. And he was like 70. But anyways, I just think older people are used to, because he makes a great point. You and me grew up, and Joe grew up, where like, if the show was on, let's say Wednesday at 8 o'clock, and you missed it, you were fucked.
Right.
You know? So everybody's streaming now because it's easier, it's more accessible. And those are numbers that we have to look at. And that's the younger crowd. Because when I go on planes, I always see fucking, you know, everybody with their fucking phone streaming shit. You know what I'm saying? And I just think that, you know, like after the shit I watch, I don't watch live. I'll just watch some sports live. That's about it. So I think those are numbers that have to be. That's why when the other day, the Purple said, they said, you know, Warner Brothers, you read this, Joe. You got to take into account DVR numbers and 3+. So those are two other metrics of people that are watching the show within a 3-day span.
Right.
Right.
But the thing is that in order for you to get the TV rights, your ratings have to be decent, because that's where the commercials are. You right. know, I mean, that's what they're selling. That's the, you know, so there may be the wrestling fans may be watching it like differently, but you still need like your show to be good enough to where people can't wait till it airs and they're watching it first run on Wednesday.
You got
to
remember,
you know? Yeah.
We didn't grow up with smartphones or the fucking computer. These kids do. Look at all the popular shit that's on fucking the internet. TikTok, yeah, don't stop. Facebook, Twitter, all that shit's on fucking online. So that's how they order online. They chat online. They sex text online. Everything's on the phone now, mm-hmm. including show consumption. That's a very big number. I don't think you're taking into account because us in AAA, we are now. Because it's an important number that we have to give advertisers and go, hey, these guys that we didn't know about before, you're getting paid for it, so we need to get paid for it. You know what I'm saying, D.I.?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Next is from Ilya Vizloguzov. And the sentence is, when wine enters, out goes the truth. A loaded came under crew. I've listed Conan's boy, drunken nobody, whatever his name is. And how he thinks that skinny little guys that drop each other on the head are the best thing on TV. It was embarrassing. The problem is that probably most of the wrestlers thinks that way and have zero respect for people like the great Disco Inferno. By the way, if they would do half of the things Disco's talking about, they would actually get over. Really get over. Not just in front of the AEW jerk-offs. The thing is that Disco is right. And the truth hurts. That's why this snowflakes like the drunken nobody get so defensive and feel like they need to protect the product because it's not evolved, it's become laughable. Question, who's going to help Larry to get his tongue out of Meltzer's asshole? By the way, Conan, I don't watch Lucha, and this segment didn't really make me want to go and check Lucha Wrestling. If that's what this guy's trying to promote, with respect, Ilya. Conan, do you have any comments on this guy's email? Ilya Vizgoluzov?
Yeah, I can't say I disagree with anything you said there. He'll be here, I don't know, Wednesday or Thursday, whatever day it is. Save that email for him, Joe, because I want him to hear the backlash. Mm-hmm. And I told him during the show, you're going to regret some of the stuff you said. You know, he was, oh,
because what was his response?
He was just drunk, dude. He didn't say shit. So, you know, he wrote me a text the other day and he was like, am I fired? And I'm like, for what? And he goes, yeah, for what happened the other day. You know, I go, no, it's not a bro. We're not snowflakes here. You know,
hey, and, there's no HR here.
Right. And, and, you know, to Disco's credit, Disco wanted it, wanted him on drunk. Okay. And number two, I just thought, and this was me trying to look out for Larry, because Larry's not a bad guy, but he is like that whole echo chamber repeating what everybody says. And well, when I started to put two and two together, like, bro, this guy's just saying everything Dave and all these other people are saying. And so, I told Joe to clean up the show because I didn't want people to hate Larry like they hated KG and Billy Body because he's not like them. And Disco's like, no, just leave it like that. So kudos to Disco, bro. It just shows all of you guys. You know, the guy insulted him, was disrespectful, was out of line. Obviously, he was drunk when he did all of that. You know, and Disco has no problem talking to him again. And that's the way we should be. You know, and there's not enough people like that anymore. And it's a shame.
Conan, guess what?
What up?
Another perfect product for summertime.
Right.
We're in the thick of summer and you might be looking for wholesome, convenient meals to support sunny, active days. Factor. F-A-C-T-O-R is America's number one ready-to-eat meal kit and can help you fuel up fast with flavorful and nutritious ready-to-eat meals delivered straight to your door. You'll save time, eat well, and stay on track reaching your goals. So meal prep is like the thing these days. You skip the grocery store and you get fresh, never frozen, ready-to-eat food in 2 minutes. Meal prep is a great way to reach your fitness goals. So meal prep is the thing these days. Basically, if you want to skip the grocery store, you get fresh, never frozen, ready-to-eat meals in 2 minutes with Factor. So meal prep is a great way to reach your fitness goals, okay? And they give you fresh food prepared by chefs, stuff like, you know, broccoli, asparagus, leeks. And there's 34 restaurant-quality options. Meals like bruschetta shrimp risotto, steakhouse filet mignon. And it also caters to any type of diet that you have. It's very important. They have a calorie smart options, which are under 500 calories. They have keto options, which I'm a big fan of. They have vegan, vegetarian options, and protein plus options with over 30 plus grams of protein per order. All right? You can also mix them up. You can add some proteins with your vegan order if you want to. And also they have like over 40 snacks that you can try and breakfast options like apple cinnamon pancakes, bacon and cheddar egg bites, and they also have assorted juices, shakes, and smoothies. It's got everything. Let me give you a perfect example. Tons of girls at work use Factor, and all of them are getting in shape. I look at these girls that they come into work all the time, like they've lost weight in the summertime. I go, what are you doing? They say intermittent fasting and Factor meals. They're meal prepping. That's the easiest way to stay on point with your diet is meal prep, and Factor meals is the perfect option for it. So with Factor, you can rest assured you're making a sustainable choice. They offset 100% of their delivery emissions, source 100% renewable electricity for the production sites and offices, and feature sustainably sourced seafood in the meals. So this July, get Factor and enjoy eating well without the hassle. Simply choose your meals and enjoy fresh, flavor-packed meals delivered right to your door. They're not frozen, and they're ready in just 2 minutes. No prep, no mess. Take them and throw them away. You don't have to cook. You don't have to clean. It's that easy. So head to factormeals.com/K1050. That's Factor Meals at K10050, and they're giving you 50% off. You have to try this at 50% off. That's code K1050 at factormeals.com/K1050 to get 50% off. You have to give this a try. If you're having trouble dieting, if you're having trouble meal prepping, try Factor Meals. Very effective.
Right. And we got sent just to try it, and I thought it was great, so I ordered some more. I'm a big fan of the short ribs, and they have a really good chicken teriyaki and beef and cheese enchilada. You can choose, you know what I'm saying? So been tried by all of us. We all like it. I don't know. What do you like there, Joe?
Well, it's funny that you said steak, because the one that I tried was the Grilled Steakhouse Filet, and that was very, you know, it was almost restaurant-like good. I was really, really surprised. It didn't taste like something.
That's the main thing. You can tell the difference in the quality. Sorry for cutting you off.
Yeah. No, it's cool. It didn't taste like something that you just heated up at home. You know, it tasted freshly made and all that.
So, you know, we're always looking out for you, whether it's your health. Stay healthy, and this is a great way to do it. And you can get it at Factor Meals. Boom.
Thanks, Mr. Man. This is an interesting one because, like, this guy's we're just get the suspension ready for this because it's misinformation.
All right.
From Anthony Hunt, subject is Ripley will never be on Bel Air's level. K100 crew, greetings, crew. Was wondering why Disco hates Bel Air, won't give her due respect, but hypes Ripley to the heavens. Last time I checked, Bel Air was the longest reigning women's champion of the modern era. I'm not hating, just feel like Bel Air has done way more than Ripley. But media treats her like she's average. Kind of agree with Russo. Judgment Day is a mid-card group who won't reach her full potential. My question is, who has better chance of being GOAT of women's division? Ripley or Bel Air? Sincerely, Anthony Hunt. All right, Anthony Hunt, I've repeatedly said on this show that Bianca Belair is so athletic compared to most of the girls she wrestles against that she makes them look bad just because she's so much more athletic with the way she does things. So you trying to sit there and say that I won't give her due respect and hates on her is misinformation. Have I hated on her?
No.
Is this misinformation?
Yes.
Okay, suspend him. Let's suspend him for a month, Joe. Mm-hmm. Anthony Hunt. Yeah.
He's a frequent violator.
Yeah, he's a schmuck. Let's do 2 months on that guy. Just like have him disappear for a while. Wow. Yeah.
He'll be back in time for football season.
No, he said that. Go. Did he say he said Russo said Judgment was a mid-card act?
Vince can't, I mean, Vince never puts over anything in WWE. So
how is that possible? This is the,
I don't know. I haven't heard. I have not heard what Vince said about that. I'll listen to it. But that
I just want to say he's a former writer. As a former writer, okay, how can he not look at that show and go, wow, this is a good show?
I don't even know if it's an accurate comment. That's my point.
No, but in general, you're saying he doesn't like anything in WWE. Didn't you tell me that the other day?
But generally, he just that's his shtick, is he picks apart the booking. You know? But he only watches Raw. So it's easy. Right. It's a lot easier show to pick on. You know?
Right.
Next is from Brandon Triano. Subject is, you are not the star of the show. What's good, fellas? It's the mayor of K100. I want to talk about the umpires in the MLB really quickly. I've never seen softer umpires in my life. You legitimately cannot say anything to them. You can't look at them, breathe on the same field. You'll be thrown out. Seems like every day a player is thrown out for expressing themselves in any way on the ball field. In the rule book, it states that an umpire has to give a verbal warning if a player argues a call. After that, they subject to ejection. Clearly, the warning portion of this is being passed over for instant ejections. People do not come to the game to see the umpires. They want to see the players. Have you guys noticed this, or what are your thoughts? Bonus question. Conan and Disco, do you have a favorite ref working your matches over the years? Anyone that you fellas feel most comfortable with, or did it not matter much? Thanks, and Joe plays fantasy football with the zombie people in Kensington so he can farm free wins. Joe, do you have any comment about that? He played fantasy football with zombie people in Kensington.
Well, they have a right to play fantasy football just as much as anyone else, don't they?
All right. Conan, you have what are your thoughts on the umpires?
Yeah, he's got a point. And it isn't just in baseball. It's in basketball and football, too. You can't do anything. You can't say anything. You can't look at anybody. You can't. Bro, it's ridiculous. They take away a lot from the game, I believe.
What's going to happen when the Generation Z starts becoming officials in sports and everything, all that. Oh my god!
Yeah, I can only imagine. No, right?
It's usually like the referees, they're older,
guys. Right? Wait till they. Yeah, right. That's a good point.
Yeah. Right.
Right.
Next,
do you
one
guys
snowflake umpires.
Right. Yeah.
Do you guys cringe when you're throwing a game on with the Braves or the Padres or whatever, and you see that Angel Hernandez is behind the plate?
Yeah, he's hard. The other funny thing about Angel Hernandez, there's so much visual evidence,
that he's
terrible. And he actually sued MLB for racism.
Yeah, for not being included in the World Series.
Because of the criticism of his performance,
that's ballsy.
Which everybody, the mother can see, dude, you suck.
So bad.
Yesterday I was watching SportsCenter, and I forgot what guy it was he was calling. He was calling like a disputed strike or something, and he had gotten his gloves or something. He had thrown them on the ground, and the guy kicked him out for that. And he was like, "What, for throwing the gloves on the ground? It's like, come on, dude."
Yeah, very sensitive people. Conan.
Yo, what up?
Do you remember the classic physiques, like the old school bodybuilders of the golden era, like in Venice Beach in the 70s?
Yeah, like Frank Zane and Perigno and Arnold and Draper and all those guys.
Yeah, 50 years on, and we're still looking at those guys as a gold standard. And you know what's crazy? They didn't have creatine, pre-workout, fat burners, like a lot of the other popular supplements you see today. But one supplement, I did not know this, they all used was desiccated liver, because it's packed with amino acids for muscle growth, vitamins and minerals for health and immunity, but it's also proven to cause a huge increase in red blood cells, which means you recover quicker, have more endurance, and get better pumps. That is why I consider it a must for all these iconic bodybuilders. Our friends at Legacy Sports Nutrition have just added desiccated liver from grass-fed cows to their world-class supplement lineup, but they've also gone a step further and introduced Essential Alpha, a grass-fed beef organ complex. Pound for pound, beef organs are the most nutritious food available, particularly for active men. That's a shoot, because liver is the healthiest thing you can eat. And Legacy believes in celebrating masculinity and maximizing male potential. Legacy, as you know, is owned and operated by Nick on probation, Aldis. And let me tell you, I talked to him about this, and he is super excited to finally be able to bring this to the market. And they've been working on the formula for a while, and he's been really singing the praises of this stuff. And can you ever think of a time when he wasn't ever in shape? I mean, if you're looking for a perfect supplement to help you build muscle, have more energy, and boost your immune system, and bring out your inner alpha, then you need to try Essential Alpha. Available right now at LegacySubs.com, and always use the code K100. Get you 10% off and to help support this show. That's LegacySupps.com and use the code K100 at checkout. And I'm a big fan of liver, and I'm definitely going to start using this product.
The great thing about Legacy Subs, which, boy, they've been with us that long because people keep buying their shit, or if not, they wouldn't be throwing no ads on our show. People like their products. We, all of us, use their products. They have everything. Anything that you can imagine, the list is too long, but anything to help you with your brain power, pre-workout, protein drinks. I mean, they, from the A to the Z. And the great thing for the females out there, they have a supplement line just for females, which is curated by his wife, Mickey James. So check either one of them out, get your supplements on Legacy Subs. Boom.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.